Aircheckdownloads.com.
That was our Bronski beat, of course, and that song is called Hit That Perfect Beat, which is exactly what we've been doing all the time, playing more music than any other radio station across West Yorkshire. Is there any other radio station, I ask myself? It's 27 minutes now to 1 o'clock. It's Carl Kingston on his final proggy, joined in the studio at the moment by Big Bad Bazza, who's been taking care of the phone calls for all the Sundays since we started. I think Barry came across on the very first Sunday and has been here for just about every one, isn't it, Barry? You missed about two or something.
Yes, it is, everyone, yeah. For 9 months now, yeah.
Nine months?
I think it's a little more than 9 months, but whatever, 9 months later he gets his chance.
We've got a few people you can say hello to, Barry, if you like, on that little peeper there, if you can manage to decipher that. Martin's been scribbling down furiously in the other studio, so if you can manage to... I like the look on your face.
I'll never be upset when you grumble about my handwriting again.
Compliments to Martin there.
Well, in Leeds Port Team, we say hello to John. I can decipher that one. And it's, it says, please say hello to Sag. And a big hello to the girlfriend. The girlfriend. Leeds 6, we say hello to Paul. And he says, play anything. Oh, well, I'll leave that to you. That's your department.
Got a good song by Dream Academy coming up in a second.
Oh, that one will do. And that's about it for now. We'll try and decipher a few more for the next couple of records. You can have that back now.
We mentioned a few times on the air, Barry, about you taking your driving test, which was quite an event.
Dear me.
An event and story in itself, wasn't it? What happened?
I'm contemplating on writing a book, actually, about driving tests.
How many times was it you actually took it?
Five times. I didn't actually sit it five times. I actually drove it five times. Twice.
Twice.
Having applied for it five times. The first time I was late, which I accepted a responsibility for that one. The second time the instructor didn't turn up. The third time I failed it. The fourth time he was late. And the fifth time I passed it.
And the fifth time, five times, that's quite a record actually. Do you have to pay all five times?
No, just twice I had to pay, yeah.
That's not too bad.
Because it was their fault, you see, most of the time.
Well, the main thing is you've got your licence, so that's yeah. But there's another little story that you actually did pass your test many years ago, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is the funniest bit.
The DVLC, they've got something in for me, I think.
What's that little story? Go on, is it?
Well, let the listeners, I passed my test, some three and a half years ago now, and I didn't bother to send my certificate of competence in, as they call it, at the DVLC, and they wouldn't let me have a licence.
Yeah, when you applied three and a half years later.
Yeah, some 3.5 years later, it took me another five attempts, so they took me for some more money, and... they let me have it in the end, you know.
Well, that's the main thing you've passed anyway.
Yeah.
Any particular memories about Sunday nights here at Radio Air? There must be lots.
Oh, there's millions. Play a record and I'll have a think.
Dream Academy on Radio Air. Please, please, let me get what I want. 24 minutes to one. Good morning. Going to have a bit of a jingle session a bit later. We'll probably run through quite a few Radio Air jingles and a few old Carl Kingston jingles as well. I know actually that Julie from Harrogate, she always tells me that she loves to hear this. So I'll slip it into the machine and remember to fade the fader up this time when I play it. But Julie from Harrogate raves about this.
Oh boy.
I've got no idea who that is, apart from the fact that... it came from a radio station called 95SX, which is in Charleston in South Carolina, WSSX, 95SX for short, and that was sent over to me on a tape, and I thought, oh, I shall have that, so I cut it up and used it once or twice, but I know Julie loves it.
Oh, boy.
She said she sounds sexy. She does sound sexy, doesn't she? Wouldn't mind meeting her. I shall find out when I go to the States. I shall ask. I shall make a point of actually saying, who is that young lady who does the little oh boy jingle? Right, Barry, I know you got someone to say hi to there, haven't you?
Having another problem here. Please play Paul's... see what you can make of that, and then I'll finish it off.
It's Paul, who's... I've got used to this.
Yeah, he's used to it, you see, yeah.
It's Paul, who called in from Leeds 6. He wants to say, please, can you mention that Paul's having a party? And he'd like to say hi to everyone at his party. The thing is, Paul, how come we haven't been invited to this party? I think he ought to... any young ladies at that party, do you think?
Well, yes, I shouldn't see any reason why not. By the way, what you said about your use of the handwriting, well, I wouldn't get too confident because I've almost finished my Chinese writing lessons, so... You'll be right when I finish those, you know.
Actually, Barry, your handwriting has not been so bad. I've managed to stumble through it as mm-hmm. as proficiently as I can.
Yeah, well, a lot of graffiti experts idolise on my handwriting.
What I used to wonder the most about was why all the requests had noughts and crosses games on them and things like that. It used to be working out now. There's a fiver for the rent, £2.50 for the gas, £3 for the electric, and things like that. It's Radio Air Monday morning. If you're driving in and around West Yorkshire, do take extra care on those roads, as we keep on mentioning. This is Player and Baby Come Back. That's a band called Player, and that song is called Baby Come Back.
I'm afraid I underestimated you.
Certainly did, darling. 16 minutes to one is the time. We've got the amazing Julius...
The amazing
Julius K.
I thought you were a technical operator as well as a presenter. Give me my microphone back.
It's because you sat in the wrong place, that's what's happening.
No, it's you who opened the wrong microphone.
Well, we've got Jules. Have you got a pile of requests there, Jules?
I haven't got a pile of requests. I've got a pile of records that you want me to log.
We've got a pile of requests there. Go on, say hello to a few people. Our phones have been burning up here in the Radio Air studios.
Hello to David in Beeson, and he'd like to have a song called Agadoo. And also hello to Darren in Beeson. Have you played all those, Carl?
No, I haven't.
You must be so organised tonight that you hand me the wrong piece of paper. You ask me to come in this studio here and read your requests, and you give me the wrong piece of paper. I'll tell you what, that'll appear on a blooper tape somewhere.
We'll say hi to Bill from Murfield, who says, can you say hi to my friends from Murfield? Not quite sure who, but just all his friends anyway. Also, John from Moortown, please play anything for me and for my girlfriend as well, myself and my girlfriend. And Mark and Simon from Crossgates, please play anything for our friends from Allison High School.
So. I'd just like to say, Carl, I mean, thank you very much. I mean, you...
Goodness. Is this really a kissogram girl we've got in the studio at the moment? Brian Adams, sir, and a big success for him that I shall always remember from Radio Air. That's called Run to You.
Have you been at the Mets again?
I definitely have not. Not at all. I must say thank you to Margot, who sent me a very nice letter during the course of the week. Thank you very much indeed, Margot. Although I've been digging deep in the record library to find something special for you, I decided that I would play the current single from Dionne Warwick, which is doing very well. And that's what friends are for. Couple of songs back-to-back there, Dionne Warwick, and that's what friends are for, and that's Cool and the Gang getting fresh. We'll say hi to Hetty from Bramham, and also hello to Kathy as well, and to Vicky, and also Linda from Castleford, who gave us a call, who seems to have disappeared from the telephone line at the moment. Franeth, by the way, who's ringing up this evening from Morley. Hello to you. Hope you're keeping well, and thanks for your good wishes. Take us up to news, Barry Manilow. I could never tell you the things that have been happening in this studio. I won't let on if you don't. 8 to 8 kilohertz AM, 94.6 FM in stereo. You're listening to the county's number one. It's Radio Air. Look at the weather. The overnight low is going to be 9 degrees Celsius. Mild and cloudy overnight. Patches of rain in parts of West Yorkshire.
The 1 o'clock news. This is Steve Allen. Something's in the
air. Carl Kingston. On Radio Air.
The Clark Weber Show.
Those are the Water Boys, of course, and a song called The Hole of the Moon. Trying to catch me out again, I know. 8 minutes past one is the time. Into the fourth and final hour of the Carl Kingston programme. If you've got your cassette players on, I'll give you a whole run-through of all the jingles, all my jingles anyway, after we've listened to FYC. FYC there, they are Fine Young Cannibals, and that song is called Blue. Thank you to Linda, who called up from Castleford, and says, would I say hi to Annette, and hopefully Annette is going to have her pot off tomorrow, as the saying goes, and also hello to Anthony as well. Right, millions of people to say hello to, a mega list here, I'll try and wade through them if I can. Hetty, Kathy and Steve, and Mary from Bramham would like to say goodbye to me. Thank you very much indeed, ladies, and also Steve as well. Chris of Leeds 3 would like to say hi to his mum, that's Cecilia of Leeds 5. Hello, Cecilia. Darren of Halifax wants to say hi to his mum and dad, to Carol, to Christine and everyone at the garage in Halifax, who I presume are working, has been
great. Well, thank you very much indeed for those comments, Darren. And Ian of South Ems will want to say hi to Tina of South Kirby, and it says that he'll see her on his way to work. Oh, you should be the lucky one. And Paul Tanner wants to say hi to Tina and to Sylvia, to Barbara, to, is it Doctor or Proctor, who's due to have a baby any time now? Oh, don't have it yet. Can't cope with that on the last programme, you know. And the two Johns in Castleford want to say hello, and they ask you if we play a song especially for them. Certainly will do, after we've had our mega little lot of jingles, as promised. It's 13 minutes past one from Radio Air. Good morning.
Something's in the air.
Carl Kingston.
On Radio Air.
Carl Kingston. Please, the hits.
The hits.
Carl Kingston.
With your favourite music and
Carl Kingston.
Carl Kingston.
Carl Kingston.
The hits roll on. Carl Kingston.
We fired them. They were wang, 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 wang away. So we failed miserably towards the end. I think we missed just about one, you might say.
Carl, all the hits and more, Kingston.
Thank you, William.
Radio says good morning to Tanya, who's listening in Morley at the moment. Hope you're keeping well. 23 minutes past one at a time into the early hours of a brand new day. A Monday morning with the county's number one. Don't forget, Jay Jackson is along at 2 o'clock when we wake him up in a few minutes' time. And get him to say, welcome to my world. What is it he says? Welcome to my world, you can have it, or something like that. Good morning to Steve, who's given us a call. Wants to say hi to Paul, and also to Carl. I wonder if that Carl is me. And he says, can you please play a record for us? Certainly no problem at all. Lionel Richie, and Say You, Say Me, on Radio Air, the county's number one. Lionel Richie. Say You, Say Me. As I mentioned before, Jay's along at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it'll be the final time that Jay's along at 2 o'clock in the morning, because from next week he'll be presenting this programme, the late night music programme, between 10 in the evening and 2 in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. Don't forget, you can tune the wireless in and give him a listen. I know he's going to be having a news quiz and all sorts of things on the proggy. Lots of good music, so some good things to look forward to with Jay Jackson right here on Radio Air from next Saturday. That's it there for Jackson's. Who's been messing about with records again? Jackson, sir, I never can say goodbye. We've got some unmarked cartridges which have just arrived in the studio. Whether or not I dare actually press them, I'm not quite sure. I think, yes, go on, I will do.
Clark Whitman.
Oh, we heard that one before, didn't we? What about this one?
It's your number one disco.
Nobody does it better.
I'm not quite sure where that arrived from, but that's suddenly been put into my box. And then we got this.
Carl Kingston. What a strange name. It's not your radio name, is it, Carl?
AirCheckDownloads.com.